And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Richard Green. Former U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation raided his estate at Mar-a-Lago in the southeastern state of Florida. The story from VOA's chief and national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Former President Trump, in a lengthy statement Monday evening, said FBI agents had raided his home in Mar-a-Lago, even breaking into his safe. Trump said even though he had been working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, the unannounced raid was not necessary or appropriate. The former president, according to media reports, was in New York City, not his home in Florida, when the search warrant was executed. The investigation appears to be focused on material that Trump may have illegally brought with him to his Mar-a-Lago private club and residence after he left the White House, according to the New York Times, Washington Post, and the Associated Press. Those boxes, according to the media reports, contain classified documents, and Monday's court-authorized search is connected to that case. The Justice Department has also been questioning former Trump aides in connection with the former president's attempt to stay in office after he lost his re-election bid nearly 2 years ago. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
China's military said Tuesday that it was continuing to conduct military drills and exercises in the seas and skies around Taiwan. A spokesperson for the Eastern Theater Command of the People's Liberation Army said the drills will focus on blockades and resupply logistics. Beijing launched the war games last week in response to U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. Pelosi's visit infuriated Beijing, which regards the self-ruled island as its own territory and has vowed to reunify with Taiwan by any means necessary, including military force. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, Taiwan Foreign Minister Joseph Wu told reporters in Taipei Tuesday that China was using the drills as a dress rehearsal for an invasion of the island. Wu also said the drills are a gross violation of international law and are hindering one of the busiest shipping routes in the world. Agence France-Presse says Taiwan's military held a live-fire artillery drill Tuesday, simulating the defense of the island against a possible attack. A military spokesman said the drills will also take place on Thursday. The exercises will include the deployment of hundreds of troops and about 40 howitzers. The spokesman said the drills had already been scheduled and were not in response to China's exercises. An Iranian satellite was successfully launched into orbit by a Russian rocket Tuesday. The Soyuz rocket lifted off as scheduled from Russia's Baikonur launch facility in Kazakhstan. The satellite was placed into orbit about 9 minutes after launch. Iran says the satellite will be used strictly for environmental monitoring and that no other country will have access to the information it gathers. But there have been allegations that Russia may use it for surveillance of Ukraine and its military action there. The unmanned spacecraft is named Khayyam after the 11th century Persian scientist Omar Khayyam. In the southwestern United States, authorities have identified the fourth victim in a series of killings of Muslim men in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The murders have sent ripples of fear through Islamic communities across the country. AP's Tim McGuire has the story.
The president of New Mexico's Islamic Center, Ahmed Assad, says Muslims in the state, and particularly Albuquerque, are on edge.
We've never gone through anything like this before. This is really a surreal time for us. We're in fear of the safety of our children, our families.
Four Muslim men have been killed in ambushes in the city since last November. Three of them were killed in just the last 2 weeks. Police, while not saying where they found them, have released images of a dark gray or silver four-door Volkswagen that appears to be a Jetta or Passat with dark tinted windows. Investigators believe the vehicle is linked to all four of the attacks. I'm Tim McGuire.
Repeating our top story, former U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday that agents from the Federal Bureau of Investigation raided his estate at Mar-a-Lago in the southeastern state of Florida. The search is part of an investigation into whether the former president took classified records from the White House in 2021 when he left office. The search of Trump's home marks a dramatic escalation in law enforcement scrutiny of Trump and comes amid a separate but intensifying probe into efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Reporting via remote,